All right, back here at the Big Show on Patriots Friday. I'm Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi, Tom E. Curran in the house. It's time for our little Friday session with the left tackle of your New England Patriots, Matt Light. He joins us live on the phone line right now. Mr. Light, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right, Matt. We're a little bit confused, though, and I don't want to get you fined because I know that that probably would not be a good thing. You'd be pissed at me and stuff like that. That wouldn't go well. Probably be the last appearance by Matt Light. But we had Mike Pereira on here in the last hour, and former supervisor of officials, and he's confused at all of these fines and the hits. And I'm wondering, as a player, now you're on the offensive side of the ball. We talked a little bit about this last week, and Guyton got fined $7,500 today. Pryor got fined $7,500 today. Do you think there's some confusion amongst the players as to what you can do and what you can't do out there?
I mean, it's tough to answer. I mean, look, I'm an offensive lineman, so you're never going to have to worry about seeing me launching or doing any of those things because that's physically impossible for me to do.
Your launching days are over.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I tell you what, it's I'm not sure confusing would be the right word. I think, you know, it's definitely a fine line as to what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And the problem is that what's not acceptable is not only costly to you, but it's also potentially costly to your entire team, your organization. And that's something that I think, you know, it's really kind of hard to understand that end of it. I mean, look, if it's a big, you know, nasty hit, one that's just very evident to everybody watching it, I think nobody, I don't think there's anybody out there that has a problem with a player getting fined for something like that, but some of them are very difficult to tell, and I think that's where everybody has trouble with the ruling.
Matt, have you, as you guys go forward with collective bargaining agreement talks, and you guys obviously have bigger fish to fry, but does this become something of an issue in the way things are adjudicated? I know that during maybe the Pac-Man Jones and Michael Vick situations, and you know even Ben Roethlisberger, when some penalties were being handed down, do you guys have that on your docket as things you want to be able to address, and you know get an arbitrator involved instead of just Roger Goodell and some of the punishment things, and to maybe have a more free and open conversation about what should be fined and what shouldn't be?
Oh, no doubt, no question. I mean, and that's what your union's for. That's what, you know, all the regional directors and executive director, that's their job, is to make sure that, you know, they have the best interests of the players at heart. And they do. And that is a big, you know, it's obviously going to be a big topic. But, you know, one of the problems in the system is that a lot of times the money's taken out before you even get a chance to have any kind of
an appeal
process. So, you know, I mean, that's very difficult to understand from a player's perspective. And it's something that we definitely need to address, you know, moving forward.
Matt, do the players feel that it's more than enough protection for the high-profile players and less so for the grunts on the team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it really comes down to that. I mean, I kind of understand what you're getting at, and you know, we definitely need to protect some of these players that are defenseless players. I mean, your quarterbacks fall into that category. You know, obviously receivers do too, but it can't be all one-sided. And you know, I think at the end of the day, it just has to be something that you can look at and not be wishy-washy on one way or the other. It has to be either stamped, you know, good or bad. And right now, you can't really do that with some of these hits and some of the things that guys are getting fined on.
Logan Mankins back with the team, and who knows, maybe we'll even see him play a little bit in the game on Sunday. Surprised a lot of people, claiming that he was around here all the time and talking with a lot of his teammates. Were you conversing with him on a fairly regular basis during the holdout?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Logan was obviously here, and you know, I'd see him, you know, once a week, and you know, we get together, and I think I think his mindset's always been, you know, he wants to play football. And if you know Logan Mankins, if you know the kind of guy he is, he wants to be out there on the field hitting people. And I'm sure that, you know, obviously not having a deal in place that he wants isn't the best, but he's back to playing football, and he's going to do what he's got to do, you know, and that's a good thing for this team.
How's he looked the last couple of days? I mean, you know, conditioning and things like that. It's got to be, even though you stay in shape, you're not playing football every week. That's got to be a little bit different conditioning wise?
Yeah, there's definitely that transition period you got to go through from, I guess, civilian life to the NFL. But it's it's not one I think that'll be too complicated for him. I mean, he's in great shape and he knows the system and he knows how to play the game, and I'm sure it'll be like riding a bike for him.
So you'd have no problem jumping right in on Sunday?
Well, I tell you, I'm not the coach, so I won't make that call. But you know, I'm sure that if it's the Logan that I know, he'll be able to show up and do whatever he needs to get done.
You know the answer. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Going back to Mike Pereira, he's got a great voice, doesn't he? I mean, it's countless times we've had to sit in our meetings and listen to the tapes that they make all these tapes to hand out to the teams and, you know, make sure you guys are aware of this and this is how we're going to call that. And, you know, we don't get that anymore. You know, we used to have the Mike Pereira very, I don't know how you say it, not really monotone, but he's got a one-of-a-kind voice.
You know what? I think he's different now that he's away from the league. He's working for Fox. I thought he was pretty critical in the last hour when we had him on, to the point where he said he's not questioning whether Roger Goodell is concerned about the safety of the players. He thinks he definitely is. But he said most of this is political. I mean, he got into political. He even at one time addressed the fact that, I think, Tommy, you had asked him the question about that prior play, constantly being seen on television. Was that a factor in how they ruled? And he said, yes, absolutely. I mean, this is a whole new Mike Pereira now. You'd like this guy now, I think.
He's free. He's unleashed.
Wait till we get you when you're unleashed. Oh, my God.
Check in with you
this
in 2016.
This will be classic. We'll be doing 5 hours with you at a time.
Let's hope not.
That being said, Matt, tell us how great the Cleveland Browns are.
Well, I'll tell you.
It is what it is.
That's right.
I'm sure you guys have heard a lot about them all week. And
Bill loves them. I don't know if you heard that, but Bill loves them.
Well, you know, we've had a pretty intense week, to be honest with you. And we put a lot of work in, and, you know, I wouldn't say it was a perfect week by any means, but, you know, there's a lot that you have to do differently playing a team like Cleveland than what you do, you know, let's say for obviously Miami or some of the other teams that we know pretty well, whether it's the Colts or, you know, it's just different. And it's a different mindset and how you go about your practice and the things that you have to gear up for. And, you know, I think when you look at the Cleveland Browns, they have a lot of momentum. They obviously won a huge game in New Orleans. Coming off that and having time to prepare for us, it's going to make it even more of an exciting game. And I think that their defense and what they can do, and then offensively, you know, some of the weapons that they have on that side of the ball. And in a kick return game, I'm sure you've heard about, you know, Cribs and that whole thing all week. But you watch them on film, and they're special. They do some pretty interesting things.
Are there similarities between the stuff that the Patriots did defensively that you saw in practice for so long and the stuff that Rob Ryan's doing now? Or does Rob Ryan have a whole different scheme that's kind of germinated from his time in different places like Oakland and now back with Cleveland?
Well, I don't know if it's a whole different scheme. I think I think they went out and they got players that they felt would really fit, you know, the way they want to play. And, you know, you look at some of these different guys, you know, whether it's Gokong or Barton, you know, some of the guys up front, Schaefering and Coleman. I mean, these are guys that I think play their system really well. They're very disciplined in all the things they do. And they've obviously made some big plays. You know, they got Bowens and Roth. And I think they've got the kind of guys that they want. You watch them on film. They do some interesting things. They have a lot of different personnel packages. You know, they come at you from about every angle you can attack an offense from. And you definitely have to stay on your toes. You got to be alert to every situation.
You're going to see Scott Fujita on your outside shoulder. And tell me what problems he presents for you in this game.
Well, he does a lot of things in their defense. I think he, you know, to some degree is kind of a guy that they all look to make sure they got him aligned right. I mean, he's a smart player. You know, he's gifted athletically. He's a tall, angular guy, but, he can rush with a lot of power. And it's not always just off the edge. You know, they'll bring him up the middle, and, you know, he fits a lot of different roles within, you know, their defense. So, you know, he's an active player. He's obviously made some big plays for him. And, you know, coming off last year and all the things they did in New Orleans with him, you know, you got to gear up for a lot when you face him, no doubt.
All right, I read in the paper today you've got a raffle coming up for your foundation.
We do, yeah. It's kicked off already. We teamed up with netraffle.org, which is run through Celebrities for Charities, and basically it's a chance for any fan of the New England Patriots to get a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I tell you, you know, you guys have been to all the events over the years and yep. supported different, you know, charities and nonprofits in this area. And there are times when I go to some of these events and I'm like, man, you know, it'd be kind of tough for the average fan to bid, you know, some of these items that go for $10,000-$20,000. And this is an opportunity through NetRaffle, you know, for $2, you know, you can buy a ticket. We know it's a 5-ticket minimum. So you're spending $10 and you have a shot to be, you know, at the Colts game, November 21st, after the game, be on the field, get presented with this unbelievable painting from a renowned artist, Brian Fox, of Brady and Welker. And then Brady and Welker were gracious enough to, agree to come out and sign this piece and nice. Do a little meet and greet. So it's a pretty cool deal.
And, again, they go to netraffle.org. And what do they have to search to find your items for your foundation?
It should be on the main page. They go to... Just on the main page, they'll be able to get a link to it, and it'll take them right there. And it should be a great opportunity for everybody here.
And it's $2 a ticket with a minimum of, what, 5 tickets. Is that how they're doing it with NetRaffle? That's usually how they do it, right?
Yeah. So it's $10, and you get 5 tickets, 5 chances to win it, and hope to raise a lot of money with this auction.
Is this building up to the bigger prize as we go along? Will it be like a Dan Cope and Matt Light thing given away?
Yeah, we're going to be doing river dancing on the field.
Wow.
The game. Yeah,
wow.
Very entertaining.
Wow, do you actually have the shoes?
You still got the tutu.
No, I've got some slippers that I use when I'm dancing at home alone.
Slippers? I thought they used like hard shoes. Don't they use like the hard shoes for the river dance with
tap,
like the tap shoes or something like that? Slippers.
Completely, yeah. Completely false. Yeah. Untrue.
Oh, it is not true.
The real artist. The real guys like myself that do home dancing, we use slippers.
Real guys who do home dancing. I don't think slippers. There's any such animal. Real guys who do home dancing. I don't think that exists.
Home dancing.
But it is what it is. You know.
Listen, I mean, I know you guys are going to bust me up on this, but I'm just going to throw this out there. I already shared with you last week,
yep.
you know, my costume, and, yep. and I know you guys are probably uncomfortable with that. But
we did.
I was just trying to lay it out there, but I was also in a show choir growing up, okay? So I can do a 3-step turn, a jazz square. I can do the pony, a grapevine, a double grapevine, you name it, I got it, okay?
Just the fact that you know those terms
it's
is
great.
Unbelievable.
It sounded like
you
Dick Button.
You know what? You could have just made all that up. That could be something you read off a cereal
this
box.
This game just got a lot more difficult now that the Browns know about this in your history and past.
Oh, that's outstanding.
You know, it's sad. You guys, you know what? And I'm going to go to the opera tonight with my wife. Is there a problem with that?
You're very cultured.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. When are you going to fall asleep? Because you know, when you go to the opera with your wife, you fall asleep, and the only thing that becomes embarrassing is if you actually start snoring.
Right.
Then you really embarrass yourself, and more importantly, you embarrass your wife. But if you can make it through an entire opera with your wife without falling asleep, that's a pretty good thing.
No, I'm with you. Trust me. I'm going to be in a tree stand chewing on, like, the raw liver, being the man that I am. Okay, I promise you. I'm getting
there you
back
go.
To that.
There you go.
NetRaffle.org. Terrific item, as Matt just told you. Nice game last week. Good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
See you later,
Matt.
Matt Light.